Part 2, starting now. It is not easy to imagine how difficult it must be for the deaf to learn to speak. A little deaf child soon imitates the lip movements of hearing people, but because sound has no meaning for him, he does not use his voice. By teaching him to feel the air leaving the mouth and to feel the vibrations caused, he eventually realizes that unvoiced lip movements are different from spoken words. Having mastered that, the deaf child must face the problems of expression and volume before he can communicate with other people. Deaf men and women can talk by using the manual sign alphabet, a slow and laborious method which few hearing people bother to learn. To lip read, the deaf child must always face the speaker and needs hours of practice before he can recognize even simple words. But despite their difficulties, many boys and girls do so well at deaf schools that they are able to lead a full and normal life and become interesting companions and excellent citizens. Like the deaf, blind children overcome their handicap by making more use of their remaining senses. For them, the main contact with the world is through touch and hearing, both of which they develop to an amazing extent. Braille enables blind people to read, and many books are printed specially for them. Schools for the blind are essential to train those not fortunate enough to have the gift of sight to lead useful and happy lives. Children attending schools for the mentally or physically handicapped must surmount similar obstacles. Those without legs or arms have to learn to control artificial limbs, yet they, like the deaf and the blind, do not want pity or sympathy. Unfortunately, their courage is not always rewarded with the respect, patience, and understanding that it deserves. End of part 2.